Hey guys, so here we are as a pickle down at Burley Heads. They've got Padre beer on tap and I'm going to go inside, chat to Mitch. He's going to tell us all about it. Cheers. So this is Mitch from Padre Brewing and we're pretty excited to talk to him, but I'm going to have a sip of his pale ale first, if you don't mind. Good beer, mate.
It's all right.
Doesn't get very good beer.
Yeah.
Had your lager just before, so I'm on my second beer already.
It's not even 11 o'clock.
You got your beer on tap here, pretty exciting. Was it deciding when you were being at Matic and doing brewing there that you were like, oh man, I love this so much and I've always wanted to have my own brand, that this gives me a vehicle for it?
Yes and no. I mean, I started at Matic probably 3 years ago now.
Yep.
I didn't really have a plan as to what I wanted to do. I just wanted to pad out myself in the industry and feel it out a yep. little bit, meet a few people and just sort of go from there. And it just kind of evolved organically, really. Myself and Pete, who's done all the branding, he's obviously heavily involved with Padre too. He's done the whole visual side. We've sort of always toyed with doing something.
Yep.
It wasn't necessarily a beer brand or whatever it may be. We're always just going to do something. We've been friends for 20-something years.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it was going to be a bar. Maybe it was going to be something completely unrelated. And it just sort of evolved into, you know, we both like drinking. I like brewing. Been brewing for a few years now. And we just sort of put a bit of pen to paper and here we are. And then, sort of evolved fairly organically. And then a few other people came in on board. There's the Pickle Fellas and, you know, it's all just been organic basically.
Yeah.
So I haven't tried to push anything. It's just like, hey, I like this idea. Let's do this. Who can help us? Who wants to be involved? And there we are.
Got a few fingers in a few pies and a few relationships built. And
there's a few pies being fingered.
And Padre, where does that come from? Is that anything in particular that set you off and that's been written down somewhere on a napkin?
There's probably a lot of ideas being written down on a lot of napkins that never made it to fruition. But again, me and Pete were just chatting one day and obviously he's the visual guy and I just said, let's start doing this. I sort of pulled that name out and he ran with it. He showed me what he'd done visually and I was like, that's pretty awesome. You know, I spoke to the guys from The Pickle just to try and get a bit of feedback because obviously they're very, you know, they're in the craft beer world.
Yep, and good hospitality operators.
Good hospitality operators. And I kind of just put it on Nathan's desk just to see what he thought about it. You know, they sort of wanted to be involved from there. And I mean, like the name Padre didn't really, it's nothing fancy. It was just, let's just call it a one-word thing, plain and simple.
That's just what it is, yeah.
And it's kind of what the beers are, I guess.
The branding's really cool. I really like the colours.
Yep.
It sort of evokes a European style vibe. Like it sort of looks like multiple European beer brands, but it's not. Like it's a really cool, I like the little red triangle.
Yep.
The font is awesome and just the colours in themselves. So it's just sort of like Heineken-y, Stella-y.
Yep.
Was there anything around that? I mean, it's hard to stand out, but it's hard to not be the same, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you walk into any craft beer bottle shop, you look at the fridge, and it's just a sea of colour. Again, this is Pete's world. He's into that visual side of things. And I just said, I want it to look like a beer brand. I don't want it to look like an energy drink company. You know, if we're ever to put, you know, any beers in small pack cans or whatever, I want the beer to be recognisable if it's a crushed can on the ground. That's all I really said.
Yeah.
It just needs to be recognisable whether it's in a fridge or across the street. That was it. And then, you know, we toyed around with ideas, whether it's like, the European style stuff or Americana, and then, you know, it just sort of went, this is what it is.
This interview break brought to you by our friends at Convoy.
There's a couple of different types of malt. There's hundreds of different types of malt actually, and there's a whole lot of maltsters, so that's what they're called when they're the malting. So you've got the hop farmers, you've got the maltsters, you've got the farmers who grow the malt. So they grow the barley and they send it on to the maltsters, and then the maltsters do their thing and they send it on to us. So you've got your base malt, which is everything from like your barley, so that's your ales, your pilsners, it can be your wheat and your rye as well, but traditionally it's your ale and your pilsner malt. Now off that, you've got your specialty malts, and so they're things like your chocolate, your light chocolate, your caramel, your red, there's all sorts of different stuff, right? So they go all the way up to black, and there's base malts are generally the lightest, and then if you want to add different colours, that's when you add like your specialties and things to get the colour of the beer right that you want to get to. So specialty malts give you generally the flavour and the colour, and your base malts will give you that malt flavour and that nice base for your beer, which is what you want to do, right? So when you get your malt, when you're making a recipe, you generally design it, start up, is it a pilsner malt or an ale malt, and then you go from there. That's the bulk of your beer. And then from there, you add your different specialties. Do some beers use 100% one malt? Yeah, they do. So that's called, it can be called a smash beer if you use a single malt and a single hop. Or you can just use 100% pilsner malt, 100% ale malt. So some malts will give you a little bit of flavor that'll also give you more head retention. Some of they're really, really smart, the maltsters, so they're able to give you more head retention, but they're also able to introduce some color. Some of them will just introduce color and no flavor at all. Something like Eclipse Wheat from Gladfields, it just adds black to the color. And then you've got other stuff, which is made from malt, called Cinema, which is a black product. It's made from roasted, full-on roasted malt that they've crushed down and they've made into a liquid, and they put that into the beers that you want to make black, but you don't necessarily want a flavour from the cinema, so you can get a black beer without a lot of flavour. Quite cool product. They use it over in Germany for the Rheinheitsgebot generally because you can get a black beer, but it's made from malt. Cool story. We'll talk more in a minute. So your first two beers, so the lager was the first one,
yep.
And then the pale ale, which is what I'm drinking here,
yep.
Was the next one.
Yep.
Is that it at the moment? You're just keeping up with demand? Because at the moment you're just brewing small batch, aren't you?
Yeah, so we currently the Australian lager and the pale, that essentially sort of came out at the same time. We officially launched December 15th, 2022. Being a contract brand, we are limited to tank space,
yep.
What's available. So it's just juggling tank space and, you know, what they're putting over the bar here. So yeah, I mean, we don't have a tap room to put any beers through, so I can't just be brewing everything and anything. What's gonna sell in this demographic or this area? We're right near the beach, so yeah. Lagers are gonna sell. Easy drinking pales are gonna sell. You know, I've got a brew schedule planned for next year or this coming months, and you know it does revolve around seasonal stuff and getting that out to a wider range of outlets, whether it is Moors and Pickles or other bars.
And the beers themselves that you got, so can you tell us anything secret about them, hops wise or malt wise?
The lager which I'm drinking, I mean, like I said, I'd classify it as an Australian lager. For those who don't know what that might be, it's your bog standard beer your dad would drink, cut and draft. That sort of, you know, you got a lot of brew house extends with dextrose and whatnot. It's literally just Barrett Burson malt, pale malt, the border malt, and
yep. Good malt that too.
Yeah. Actually, it's both those beers actually. The lager's literally Barrett Burson border, bit of Dex, that's it.
Yep.
Fermented a little bit warmer than you'd do your standard.
No dry hop, just straight up.
No.
In the
pride of Ringwood.
Yep.
As well.
Yeah, nice. Oh yeah, yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right, Royal Australian classic,
yep.
Hop. Yeah, yeah.
But it works.
Yeah.
And it's a beer that I like drinking. It's had really good feedback so far. Am I going to change it? Probably not.
Yep.
It is what it is.
I don't think it needs changing.
I don't think so either. I mean the brewers I've given it to, they haven't really offered any, when I say haven't offered any like advice on it, they haven't felt they needed to. So
yeah,
that's the,
it's good feedback.
Sign. Yeah, that's the feedback I'm going with. Again, the pale is Barrett Burson again. There's a couple of little secrets in that, which I probably won't divulge.
That's fair enough.
I'm sorry, mate.
No, that's all right.
Keep the cards close to the chest.
Yeah.
But again, if I don't know how good your nose is, but it's a few familiar hops in there.
Yep.
nothing real special in terms of dry hopping techniques. It's about 8 grams a litre. That's it, towards the end of ferment. Yeah, I mean, it's had a couple little iterations, and I think that's where it'll probably sit from now on. I'm pretty happy with that. The feedback's been really good so far. There's a reason I did a pale ale first with the lager, and it's mainly just around getting... To me, that's a beer for the, you know, the craft beer curious drinker. They're not quite sure if they want to go, you know, they're scared of IPAs. They want something a little bit more adventurous than a lager. And that's not going to, you know, the pale's not going to challenge too many people. You know, you want to have 4 or 5 of them. When we're trying to move beer, 4 or 5 beers in a sitting from each customer is what you want.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you would. It's more turnover and quantity of that turnover. You want people to sit somewhere and enjoy it.
Yeah.
Shores of Pickle, as a business themselves, would much rather people sitting here drinking their beers after they've finished a burger and chips than just having their 2 and wandering off.
Yeah.
This interview break brought to you by our friends at Bintani.
We'll talk about a little bit about specialty malts. So there's all sorts of different types of specialty malts. And what they use for, as I said before, is flavour and aroma, mouthfeel in your beer. So you can use them sparingly, you can use them quite hard. And it depends on really what you want out of the beer. Now, brewers are amazing because generally you'll find the big brewers, they'll only want to use, like, if it's a bag or a half a bag in their brew, because it's a pain in the ass if doing a recipe and you've scaled it up and it just calls for 600 grams of some dark malt, and they don't want to open a whole bag for that. So they'll try and work out the recipe so that it's easier for them in the long run, that they don't have all these half empty bags all over the place, because it's a pain in the ass. That's when you're making a recipe up, you generally know what that malt is going to do based on experience. You've used it before. You're either a home brewer, you've used it a ton of times, and you know what it does when you move up. You talk to other brewers, they've used it before and they can give you some advice, or you've just used it a heap of times and you can read the description on the malt, and it will tell you how it's best to be used and what sort of quantities, right? When you're doing your recipe, you're going to look at your specialties and you go, oh, how much do I want to use? And the great thing about craft beer, you can just use a little bit, test it out, get that beer. Does it come out how you want? If it does, bang on, you can start tweaking and improving it. If it doesn't, then you go, okay, what was it? Was it the specialty malt? Do I need to add more? Do I need to pull some out? And then once you get that balance right, then you can move forward with that beer. Generally, a lot of times, brewers won't just brew one beer once. They'll brew it once, brew it twice. Sometimes they'll brew it on what's called a pilot brew kit, and that's just brewing a smaller version of it, and that just tests the waters of it. So, pretty cool. We'll dig into it more in a lot of other episodes. You'll see these are just small segments. So, yeah, cheers. I need another beer. Are you canning?
Not yet.
Yep. It's just straight to keg, on premise only.
Pretty much. Like I said, baby steps. It would be great to have something in cans to get it to people who, you know, can't come to one venue to drink it at the moment. But, you know what it's like.
100%.
It's expensive. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, where can I keep a pallet of cans?
Yeah.
And try and move it, you know. So, you know, watch this space, I guess.
Yeah. What are you most looking forward to next year?
I guess just trying to get the beer to a wider audience. A few hurdles to navigate with that, with, you know, tank space and whatnot. But it'll get there.
Yep.
Like I said, I'm not going to force anything. It's just going to happen.
So. It's a dream to one day have some stainless.
I don't know, it's pretty hard going so far. Add anything else to the equation, might be just like a head explosion.
Yeah.
But never want to, you know, never going to say never.
Yep.
But at this stage, like I said, I'm just going to make beer. Yeah, one day at a time at the moment.
Yep.
One tank of beer at a time.
Yep.
Hopefully that ain't go down the drain.
Yeah, nice.
Yep.
Well, I'm out of beer. How about we roll this up and then we can go and have another one for the road.
Sounds good.
Cheers. Thanks, guys. Thanks, Mitch.
No worries. Eddie.